Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Ah, there you are, Fatso. Come here to Mama and give her a great big kiss.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
Control yourself.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
Would solve all of our problems and make all our dreams come true.
It's the place where new tech meets old tech and likes it.
Yes, he seems like a very competent man. Does he have a good business head? Two of them.
Now located at retro-otr.com. Visit us today and leave us a comment.
Yes, sir.
Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
You know we can't, Alice. Our little hands haven't been sterilized today.
Hey, everybody. This is your host, Keith, with the Retro Radio Podcast. Our show today will be an episode of Life with Luigi. It first aired on May 29th, 1945, and the title of this is called The Wedding. Pasquale is Luigi's relative, and he's also his sponsor for, you know, him immigrating to the United States. And the thing about Pasquale is he has a daughter named Rosa, who he is always trying to get married off, and married off especially to Luigi. Well, today it looks like he gets his chance, and he sort of kind of tricks Luigi into marrying Rosa. Trouble is, Luigi just don't wanna, and he's taking English classes with other immigrants of various nationalities, and they feel sorry for him. And they actually team up, and they have a pretty good idea. I really like their idea to help him get out of his wedding. And with that said, I'll not say any more, and you can just enjoy the show. I do want to at least real quick mention webpage news. Visit the webpage retro-otr.com. We have a forum located at retro-otr.com/forum, F-O-R-U-M. You can visit that to check out the new empty forum. At least it's mostly empty for now. You can maybe sign up for a newsletter. And I know I mentioned in my newsletter the past week or two that I do indeed have a PayPal tip jar button. It's on the front page, kind of in the sidebar over on the right hand side there. And it's actually a donation. You can contribute anything you want to, preferably from a dollar on up. But I kind of got thinking to help people maybe be motivated to click that button and go to PayPal and contribute. Anyone that donates a $20 donation or more, I would be very happy to burn off a month of archive of radio shows. Any month you want, just tell me which month you want, and I'll grab some CDs and burn them and mail them to you. And anyone who may donate in $50 or more, I'd be happy to grab a DVD and burn off my entire archive that I've started since April, when I started this domain for the podcast. And if there's any free space on them discs, I'll be happy to cram them full of music or other radio shows or whatever I can squeeze in there. And that's that. And that's what I wanted to mention. Well, with that said, let's continue on. Before we get started with our show, we have a song from Connie Haynes. So this was from 1944. And the song is Why Couldn't It Happen to Us?
Why shouldn't it happen to us? Never argue with your heart. It isn't smart. It isn't sound. Love don't know from season, logic, rhyme, or reason. Love can be found in every port. Love gets around. in short. If it's happened to a cricket in a thicket, if it's happened on a streetcar and a bus, there has even been a rumor it has happened to a fewer. Why shouldn't it happen to us? It has happened to the mama of a llama, to a pelican, and to an octopus. Then it happened to the swordfish. It no longer is a bored fish. Why shouldn't it happen to us? It's elusive, perfusive. Nobody has an exclusive on love. Man, be done. Take the regal or eagle, the porcupine and the beagle, yes, and kangaroo, all pitch cool. It has happened to a tuna at Laguna, to a girl named Myrtle and a guy named Gus. Hiawatha said, come to me by the shores of Hitchikumi. Why shouldn't it happen to us? Cupid oftentimes is focused on a locust, on a bobolink and hippopotamus. Even hamsters out in Kansas have occasional romances. Why shouldn't it happen to us? Oh, the busy little hornet doesn't scorn it. To ignore it really is ridiculous. And Turkey, Martinique, and Albuquerque. Why shouldn't it happen to us? It's elusive, perfusive. Nobody has an exclusive on love. And take the cheetah and eat her, the halibut and mosquito, yes, and Billy Goat. Feel their oats. Oh, it thrills the tiny sparrow to its marrow. And the armadillo deems it super plus. Why our ancient barnyard rooster finds it quite a morale booster. Why doesn't it happen to us? A reindeer with the please say that a game dear. Why shouldn't it happen to us? Why, oh why shouldn't it happen to us?
Thank you, Connie. Thank you.
All right. That was great. And now for our feature presentation.
We invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basso left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basso in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, since my countryman Pasquale is bringing me over from Italy a year and a half ago, I'm going to learn to act like a real American. All day long, I'm a chew gum. I'm going to never see a movie without eating a popcorn. And when I'm going to buy a newspaper, first thing I'm reading is a Dick Tracy. I'm even getting used to the faster life here. Yes, everything here is a fast. The speed, the speed, the speed. Even the things that they sell, they got a whiz. That's the name of a candy bar. They got a Zoom. That's the name of a cereal. They got a Speed Queen. That's the name of a washing machine. Only place where they're not so fast is in a saloon. There they sell a slow gin. But I'm very happy to be in America. Even though my countryman Pasquale is a never stopper reminding me that he's a bringing me over here. And he's a never stopper trying to make me marry his fat daughter Rosa. Mamma mia, she's a fat. When a Rosa is a step on a Toledo scale, Ohio must have an earthquake. Lately, Pasquale is a try harder than ever to make me marry Rosa. He's a tell me if I marry her, he's a gonna make things lighter for me. But I'm not like that. If I'm a marry his fat daughter, is gonna be lighter for Pasquale and a heavier for me. Anyway, Pasquale is asking me to come into his spaghetti palace about the something important. So I'm a walk in.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. You want to see me about the something?
Luigi, my little pumpkin head. I got something very important I want to talk to you about. If I was to ask you if you want to marry Rosa, wouldn't your answer be no?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Luigi, my son, I accept your proposal. Oh, I'm so glad you changed your mind. Kiss me.
No, no, don't touch you. I'm not proposing. I'm not going to.
Please, Luigi, marry Rosa.
No.
Just the once.
No, Pasquale, she's too fat for me.
Luigi, she's losing weight. If you could see my little angel, how sweet she's looked today, you would be crazy for her. Maybe I call her, you see for yourself, huh? No,
please, please, Pasquale.
Luigi, just to take one look at her, do me this a favor.
Well, all right.
Good. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
They called me, Papa!
Yes, my little sparrow. Come here and say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Smells good. Luigi, don't a Rosa smell nice? Rosa, what have you been using?
Your aftershave lotion.
Isn't she cute? Like a father, like a daughter. Well, Luigi, what do you think?
Well, I'm a think I'm a late for my night to school class. So goodbye.
I wait, Luigi. There's something very important I gotta tell you.
Save it, Pasquale. Right now, I'm too happy.
But
I'm free. I'm over 21 and I'm a single. What the joy. America, I love you.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Mr. Pellegrino.
Congratulations, Luigi.
Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino. Huh? Congratulations. You like a papa to me.
Oh, Luigi, hiya.
Hello, Andresano.
Congratulations, Luigi. I hope you're all boys or girls.
Thanks. Boys or girls? Congratulations. Must have been some mistake. Oh, well. From ocean to ocean, I give my
All right, class. Quiet. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
In the words of Abraham Lincoln, I cannot tell a lie. Present.
Mr. Schultz, George Washington said that.
Miss Spalding, you are calling Lincoln a liar?
All right, Mr. Schultz. Now, before we begin our lesson, Mr. Basco, we would all like to congratulate you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. What the fuss?
Ah, Luigi, don't be so bashful. We all got the invitation.
So you're finally getting married to Rosa.
What the...
Here comes the bride, all dressed in white. Here comes Luigi, the shot on his eye.
Wait, wait,
Wait, everybody. What's the wedding? What's the invitation?
Well, we all have the same invitations, Mr. Basco. Here, I'll read it. Mr. Pasquale has the honor to announce the marriage of his daughter Rosa to Mr. Luigi Basco.
What?
The ceremony will take place at 23 North Halsbury Street.
No, stop, wait. Wait, this is not true. I'm all mixed up.
Of course you are all mixed up. Nobody ever gets married unless he's a little for shimmers.
No. No, but listen, everybody. It's a mistake, I'ma tell you. It's all a mistake.
Listen to him. Already he talks like a married man.
But Horowitz, is it not the possible? I'ma never propose it to Rosa.
Luigi, what man proposes to what woman?
For one's own is right. Women are always proposing to the men.
Everybody knows that. Except maybe songwriters.
Mr. Schultz, I take exception to that.
But of course, you ain't married yet. Now, everybody knows that women do the proposing. But they do it in such a sneaky way. For 3 months, the girl takes the fella around to see her father and mother. She makes him play with the neighbor's babies. She cooks him fancy meals. Her father makes a down payment on the ring. Then she kicks him from the back so he falls on his knees. Then when he says, "Will you marry me?" she says, "This is so sudden."
But people, you're not listening to me. You don't understand that. I'm enough to get in a marriage.
All right, now don't back off, Luigi. Marriage is the right thing. It's not good for a man to live alone.
No, it's not good.
Luigi, are we going to get dressed up for your
wedding? Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Are you going to dance?
Are we
going to
dance? No, it's not going to be. Miss Pausing, you please excuse me. I'm going to see Pasquale right now. Goodbye. Pasquale.
Now, Luigi, take easy.
Pasquale.
Luigi, remember, I'm an older man, and my blood's got a lot of pressure. It's very high.
Impossible, Pasquale. You're the lowest thing that ever lived. That's the first time in my life I'm ever hear a man who should have sent out the wedding invitations who had asked the bride, the groom, who should have known about it.
Oh, so that's what's the bother with you. Luigi, I swear I wasn't going to send you an invitation.
Who are you?
Luigi,
are you?
Take your hands off.
Pasquale, you cut off for that the wedding.
But Luigi, I can't. The whole neighborhood is know about it.
That's because of your sentiment invitations. Everybody is congratulating me.
Well done, to feel good?
Yeah. Yeah, is it like all the fishes is congratulating a little sardine because he's going to be swallowed by the whale.
Luigi, is it going to be such a beautiful wedding? Is it going to be food, a dance, and a music? 100 people.
99, I'm not going to be there.
I don't get married. Then what's going to happen to all those wedding presents that you cover for you?
What the wedding presents?
Come into your store. I'll show you.
Pasquale, how's it possible that people should have sent the presents so quick?
You see your little pumpkin head? Everybody's dying to see you marry Rosa.
They're dying and it's my funeral.
Look at these presents. It must be at least a 25. Look at what you got. A clock, electric shaver, movie camera.
Mamma mia, is a lot of presents.
That's right, my son. They all are yours.
Pasquale, is it no use? I'ma send all those presents back to the people who sent them to me.
What?
That's right. That's a Keystone movie camera. I'ma send it back to Mr. Keystone.
Don't be stupid, Luigi. That's the name of the camera.
Well, all right. Then inside these boxes, there must be little cards telling who's to send these things.
Luigi, I got bad news. Somebody has accidentally burned up all of those little cards. You can't send back these presents.
Mamma mia, I'm stuck. Pasquale, I'm going to run away.
You're going to... something I'm never told to you, Luigi. A law here says the aliens have got to get married a year and a half after they arrive, or they're liable to get deported.
Where, Pasquale? Where is the written of the law?
Where is the written? Is it written in no place? That's what they call the unwritten law.
Oh, no.
Hey.
man, another thing. Look, Luigi, if you don't marry Rosa, you violate the United States of Constitution.
Constitution?
That's right. Wedding invitations was printed in a union of printer shop. And if you stop this marriage, that's a violation of freedom of the press.
Mamma mia. I'm against the written law of the Constitution, a violation of the press, and all these presents are here, and I'm a no-no who to send them back to.
Yes, think hard. How is he going to look for all of your friends if you no show up for the marriage? Rosa, is to say I do? Is there nobody there to do too? Soon in the whole neighborhood is a talk of how Bosco is a break of girls' of heart. Walter Winchell is to get a wind, and he's to say beep 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 beep. Fellas to walk around without the what the wife. And for this, he's to get a one Iscariot. You're going to be the most unpopular fella in the whole United States.
But Squalia...
Voice of America broadcast is a snitch to Europe about you. Churchill is a Televishinsky. Everybody's going to hate you. You're going to be Luigi Bosco, man without a country. Where are you going to get married?
What do you say, my son?
All right, the Papa.
Hi, Luigi continues in just a moment. But first, tomorrow night we'll bring you two truly great performances on CBS Lux Radio Theater when James Mason and Irene Dunne co-star in Anna and the King of Siam. Miss Dunne will recreate her original screen role of the British governess. CBS cordially invites you to hear these two great stars, James Mason and Irene Dunne in Anna and the King of Siam, tomorrow, Monday night, when most of these same CBS stations bring you the Lux Radio Theater. And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, it's a Saturday night now. And in a half hour, your son, Luigi, is about to become your son-in-law. Yes, I'm getting married. I'm sorry I couldn't invite you to the wedding, but I didn't know about it myself until 2 days ago. Anyway, Mamma Mia, I'm sitting in the back of my store now. In a tight tuxedo and a higher hat that Pasquale is a renter for me. And I'm going to feel just like Uncle Pietro is a goat before he gets clipped. All this time, I'm begging Pasquale to call off the wedding. But even if I'm convinced him, would still do me no good. Rosa is so happy. When she's find out I'm marrying her, she's rush over to me, open up her mouth and kiss me. Mamma mia, for a minute I thought I was going to lose my head. And yesterday, she's a sneak up behind me and a giving me a hug. Today I'm a breathing with the one lung. Mamma mia, if only was some way out of this.
Luigi, oh, you look wonderful. You look beautiful there with the
Luigi, you look very fine, beautiful, just like a high class waiter.
You look like a waiter, you look like.
Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino.
Luigi, you should see Pasquale's store.
Oh, that's all fixed up like a Christmas tree.
Believe me, Luigi, my boy's bar mitzvah wasn't better than this.
Mr. Basco, may I offer you my congratulations?
Thank you, Miss Spaulding.
Hey, Luigi, you know who's going to marry you? A real judge.
A judge? What is this, a wedding or a traffic violation?
Oh, Pasquale is spending a lot of money on this wedding. He even hired Ralph DeAngelis to sing.
Luigi, my fellow boob. Oh, look at you. In that tuxedo, you look good enough to be buried.
Luigi, we all are going to go back to the store now. Ceremony is to start any minute.
Don't be nervous,
please. All right, well, goodbye, my friends, and thank you for the present.
The present? I didn't send you mine yet.
No, I didn't send mine yet either.
No present.
You must send the presents?
Sure.
Must be somebody else.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Schultz, so who's sending me all those presents?
I don't know. But Luigi, she up a smile. But it ain't every day in your life you get married. Thank heaven.
Schultz, you don't understand. I'm never wanted this in marriage. Pasquale has sent out all the invitations without asking me.
What?
Also, all these are presents that come from somebody. I don't know who sent them, and I don't know who to send them back to. I was hooked.
Luigi, you wasn't hooked. You was harpooned.
Schultz, what am I going to do?
If the super chief was running through this door right now, who would I have advice for you? But don't worry, Luigi. I'm going to think of something for you.
But Schultz, is it too late?
No, maybe not. I'm in the delicatessen business, and if anybody should know how to get you out of a pickle, that's me.
Mamma mia, there it is.
Yeah, Luigi, that's for you. They are rounding taps. Get ready to walk the last mile.
Come on, Luigi. Hey, Schultz, stop keeping him here. It's time for the bride and groom to make the entrance.
Don't worry, Luigi. I think of something to stop the wedding.
Come on, Schultz, so we go back to the store. And Luigi, you march here and look good, my son.
I'm going to try my best, Pastor.
Oh, Schultz, after the happiest day of my life. Look, the stores are beautiful, no?
No.
What?
Look, Olsen. Here comes Luigi down the aisle.
By jumping yimini, he looks like a ghost at a Halloween party.
Look, Olsen. Here comes Rosa.
Olsen, look at her. She's crying and Luigi's dying.
But we can be alone and faith renewed.
Oh, if you don't stop, we're going to have another Youngstown flood.
And find the hollows where those flowers grow.
And now, do you, Rosa, take Luigi Basco as your lawful wedded husband to love, honor, and cherish him till death do you part? And now do you, Luigi Basco, being of sane mind and sound body, take this woman Rosa as your lawful wedded wife to love, honor, and cherish, to care for her in sickness and in health, until death do you part.
Huh?
Do you, Luigi Basco, being of sane mind and sound body, take this woman Rosa as your lawful wedded wife to love, honor, and protect her, to care for her in sickness and in health until death do you part? Answer yes or no.
Judge, what's the punishment if I must say no?
90 days.
Please, you mind to repeat the question?
Do you, Luigi Basco, being of sane mind and sound body, take this woman, Rosa, as your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and protect her, to care for her in sickness and in health, until death do you part?
I do.
Good. And now, before I pronounce you man and wife, if there is anyone here who knows why this couple should not be joined together in holy matrimony, speak now or forever after, hold your peace.
Stop! Stop!
They got this poor little dumb cup for shimmers. I got it 1,478 reasons why they shouldn't be married, and I'm going to give more to you right now.
Hey, listen, a delicate test of the matter. You can't give all these reasons now.
Oh, no? Well, sit down, everybody. You're about to hear a filibuster. Reason number one. Luigi has gone out with a lot of girls whose names I'm going to quote right now from the Chicago telephone directory. One of the eight, Autolite Company. Luigi goes out with the secretary. Ackerman Mary, 432 South Dearborn. Adler Babe, 302 Michigan. Under the assets. Quantum Chicken Company. Luigi went out with a chicken. Also, Schmidt Anna. Schmidt Alice. Schmidt Anita. Schmidt Anja.
Schultz!
So much for his girlfriends. Now I will go into reason number two why this marriage should not take place. To illustrate my point, I shall now quote you from the Yearbook of Agriculture, 1939, chapter entitled Nutritional Requirements in the Care and Feeding of Pigs. Because the pig is a fast-growing animal.
I judge.
And the great majority
this of little pig is a talker for 4 hours. Can't we stop with this, man?
Well, I have never heard of anything like this. It's entirely unprecedented. I really don't know what to do.
Luigi, I'm appealing to you. He's your friend. Tell him to stop.
All right, the Pasquale.
Sure, to stop him.
Well, you see, he don't want to stop it.
Papa can't take Luigi home now?
No!
Wally, I'm sorry, but I'm got to go home. 1 o'clock in the morning is enough for me to stay out.
Now wait till Mrs. Pellegrino.
Miss Wally, I'm thinking. The air in here is stifling.
Now look, in the sauna, wait, huh?
The test you never get married, congratulations.
Wait, don't go. Oh, what else could have happened?
Mr. Pasquale.
Yes.
About the rental of the tuxedos, they're going into overtime. That'll be another $6, and I'll take it now.
All right, here.
And stop perspiring so much. It shrinks the collar.
Reason number 184. Quoting from the World Almanac, United States Pension Statistics. Civil War, gorgeous from war. 229.
Good night, Luigi.
Hey.
Good night, the Halloween.
Please, you don't. Judge.
I should have asked the guest to go. Now, what am I going to do?
Mr. Pasquale, I wish I could help you out, but I've got to leave now.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I've got to be on the bench at 9. Goodbye.
Mr. Pasquale, those tuxedos are going into overtime again.
Stop for the clock. I'm giving them back. The wedding is off.
Wait. Pasquale, is the offer? Russ, are you here?
The whole thing is so confusing.
You know, Mara Rosa, I'll get you some other time, and now you give me back all of them a wedding presents.
What?
That's all right. I was the one who sent them all to you.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, I'm not going to do it, Pasquale. You said I was a minor. You're taking them back is against the law.
What the law?
Well, there's nothing written on the presents. It's unwritten the law. Go by it, Pop.
Hey, wait a minute.
Come on, Mitchell. Oh, I'm a free. I'm over 21. I'm a single. What a joy.
Congratulations, Luigi.
America, I love you. You like a papa to me.
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm not to get married. But what I was went through was enough for 5 years of a married life. Schultz is a turn out to be real life saver. Even is sweeter than the candy. Who would know that he would think of this filibuster where he's a talker for 13 hours without a stopper? Then I'ma find out that his uncle was a congressman. Yes, the Pasquale has tried to play mean a trick on me, but I'm getting a revenge now. Not only am I got all the presents, but I'm sitting in my store with all of the doors locked. Pasquale is a bang on the doors, and you know why? I'm still wearing that hat and that tuxedo that's costing him $2 an hour overtime. Your loving son, Luigi, the little immigrant.
And is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Dernan and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash, who starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Mary Shipp as Miss Paulding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Have you had a date with my friend Irma recently? Then if you haven't, life has been too normal, too dull, too orderly. Irma is pretty, Irma is blonde, Irma is just dumb enough to make life interesting for her friends and for you. Only you'll get all the laughs while her friends get all the hot water. Be sure to make a date with her for tomorrow night, for no matter how dumb she is, she's enough fun to make her show one of the top 10 on the air. You can make a date with my friend Irma over most of these same CBS stations every Monday night. Stay tuned for It Pays to Be Ignorant, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Bob Peterson speaking. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Well, I must dash home now. See you in the morning, Miss Livingston. Good night.